You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Good morning to you, Adam. I see Vladimir Putin has proclaimed a new missile era for Russia.
Good morning, Bongani. Yes, this idea that he's created invincible weapons, invincible missiles, is what Vladimir Putin came up in a sort of PowerPoint demonstration, really. There were videos and things, and he talked about how these are missiles that can reach anywhere in the world, and then up popped a video of apparently them hitting Florida, which is an odd sort of concept, I suppose, but also that they can't be shot down by any current or, as he put it, future defense systems. And he also talked about how this was in response to NATO in particular, but America as well, not playing ball with the defense shield. He was very unhappy about the stationing of the anti-missile defense system in Eastern Europe. I don't know. Is this him waving his missile, saying mine is bigger than yours to Donald Trump? Of course, the scary aspect is we are talking about the Russian president boasting to the American president. But also, I mean, I have seen the film The Hunt for Red October, when Russia supposedly develops an invincible submarine, and that ended okay. So maybe we'll be all right if Sean Connery can get involved.
I was about to say, bring in, you know, old James Bond. Now, talking about weapons, an Australian gun amnesty.
Yes, America, take note on this. A national gun amnesty in Australia has seen people hand in 57,000 firearms, amongst them some pretty heavy-duty things. I believe there are a couple of rocket-propelled grenade launchers in there. The amnesty was the first since Australia had all their stringent and strict rules on gun ownership. You may remember a mass shooting at Port Arthur in Tasmania in April 1996. That triggered all sorts of tough ownership laws, similar to the UK, which had the Dunblane school shooting just a month before, and again triggered all the tough gun restrictions in the UK. But Australia has recognised that, regardless of all the laws and so forth, illegal and illicit guns still work their way into the system. So by removing, they say, 57,000 lethal weapons, they've made Australia safer. Certainly that's what the government is saying. Not an argument, though, that seems to wash on the other side of the Atlantic.
Now, 26 different coin designs. How are you going to keep count of your money?
Yes, quite. Well, you can get your little presentation pack where you can put all your coins in very neatly. But yeah, they're all 10 pences, so I suppose it doesn't cost a fortune to get hold of 26 10 pences. In fact, it costs, correct, £2.60. But they've all got different designs of Britishness, so things like Stonehenge, a double-decker bus, a full English breakfast, for instance, Parliament, that kind of thing. There are some slightly dodgy ones in there, like a spider's web, don't ask me, or a picture of the globe. I kind of wonder, where's the vicar on a bicycle, or a girl vomiting in a gutter, or a bloke peeing in a phone box? There are certain images of Britain that could have worked their way in, maybe we're thankful that they didn't. Or umbrellas at a cricket match, because you is always a troublesome one for anyone who's producing these sorts of collections. I think that would have been rather neat, but they haven't taken my suggestion on board, I have to say.
Oh, the odd football hooligan. Thanks, Adam. Every day, of course, on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Sahir Petkar.
I'd like to know how and why a chameleon is able to change its color.
How does a chameleon change its color? We spoke to Professor Crystal Toley, principal scientist at the South African National Biodiversity Institute, for the answer.
Chameleons can change color in order to thermoregulate. So because they're reptiles, they're ectotherms, and that means that their body temperature matches the air temperature. But sometimes the air is too cool for them, so they have to turn dark to soak up the sunlight. If it's too hot, they have to become light in order to reflect back the sunlight rather than absorb it. Chameleon communication is also another big reason why they change color. They tell each other with their moods or intentions using this color. The way chameleons do this is that they have skin cells that hold different types of pigment. The brain then sends signals to the nervous system and then to the cells, telling them to either release the pigment or to keep them tight. When the pigments are released, they'll interact with nanocrystals that are in the skin, and that just reflects out the pigment. And that's when we see the chameleons change color. Chameleons cannot change all colors and all patterns. So each species has a basic color and pattern, and they'll change across that range only. So a green chameleon with yellow spots will change into shades of green, and the spots will intensify or become less obvious, but they won't disappear or become different color spots or different color stripes.
Well, congratulations to Sahir Petkar for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Jones, welcome back. Thought I'd pop in to hear how the trip went.
Oh, it was fantastic, Mr. Abrams. I've never experienced anything like it. The seats reclining to fully flat beds and the mattress and duvet set they give you are out of this world.
Excellent, Jones, but I meant, how did the fee negotiations go?
Experience the unparalleled comfort of a fully flat bed seat when you fly Emirates Business Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.